you listening to?
Big Sports Radio Guy.
Prepare the water cooler, that we may gather around it later and discuss things.
It's time for the Coach's Corner on Drive Time Sports.
We're back on Drive Time Sports, KOAL 107.3 FM and 7.50 AM. We have a lot of local sports to talk about today. Kind of neglected the local sports scene yesterday, but we'll make up for it, don't worry, over the next little bit. Do not forget tonight, the Emory Spartan boys basketball team on the road to take on North Sevier. You will be able to listen to the live broadcast of that game right here on KOAL. Myself alongside Scott Labrum will bring you the play-by-play call. Then we're back again tomorrow as USU Eastern takes on Snow College. Right now we're going to focus on the women's side of the court. Last night, Emory blowing out North Sevier in a dominating effort against a very good North Sevier team. I mean, a lot of people expected Emory and North Sevier to battle it out for the Region 15 crown, and Emory walks all over the Wolves. Joining us right now to talk a bit about that performance from last night, we have head coach Lynn Tuttle over the phone. Coach, good to hear from you again today. Thank you.
You bet.
Coach, we'll dive right into it. Last night, you guys played North Sevier. This was a game that a lot of people were anticipating. We're talking about North Sevier, a squad that was 2-0 in Region 15 play. I think going into the season, a lot of the media members that I talked to around the state said, you know, if Emory can get past North Sevier, they're in the driver's seat for a Region 15 crown. You guys had no problem with this team at all last night. You win by 30-plus.
Yeah, we had a great showing last night. And that is the case. North Bears definitely are competition in Region 15. The other four teams are down a little. But, yeah, the girls last night had a few good days of practice. They showed up last night ready to go and actually got to work early.
One of the most interesting players, I think, on this team is Lainey Jensen, because at any given time, Lainey has the ability to go off. She's so dangerous from beyond the arc. We've talked about her ability to hit the long ball multiple times over the last couple of years. Last night, Lainey knocks down 6 3-point shots for you guys. And again, that's why she's so dangerous. I mean, she's capable of doing this any given night.
Yes, she is. She's definitely a street shooter. She gets on a roll like she did last night, and other night she's done, she's probably as good a shooter there in the state. If she gets on that rhythm, if you better not give her any space, she'll fly it, fire, and she'll knock it down. So it's encouraging to see her shoot like that.
I know that in the past, Lainey has dealt with a few injuries. As far as her confidence goes shooting the basketball, are you noticing that confidence increase as the year gets a little bit later?
Yeah, I do. Lainey has had some health problems with her knee. And, you know, shooting, knees play a big role in shooting. And she come in this year versus last year a little quicker and stronger, been working hard trying to get to that point. And I think it's helped her tremendously. And, yeah, like I said, it's real encouraging to see where she's at now. And it's hard to think she can continually get better, but she is slowly. So it's definitely a good sign for us.
Kinley Toomer had a great night for you guys last night as well. She scores 19 points, knocks down 3 shots from beyond the arc. Your third leading scorer on the team last night was Megan Jensen, who typically, I believe, she leads the team right now in points. So if Megan can revert to a third option, that's probably a really good sign for you guys offensively.
Yeah, it sure is. You know, teams they'll pack it in on Megan. And times like last night, that was their main goal, to pack it in and not let her get her easy looks. So going back to Kinley, she pressed the issue. And in practice, you know, we kind of told her she'd need to do that, take things in her own hands. And I think the person that was guarding her, there's definitely a mismatch there. So kind of our mind, she could take it to the hole. In her 19 points, she went to the free throw line 8 times and hit all 8 of them. So that was a big deal also.
If we talk about Megan and the pressure that it relieves from her, it alleviates from her when she is down in the post, if you guys are able to knock down outside shots, I mean, really, there's nothing that can help a sophomore out more. I mean, again, she's so young, and I know she's such a hard worker, yet at the same time, a lot of youth in the post, and so I'm sure she was just thrilled with your guys' performance last night, specifically from the guards on the wing.
Yeah, for sure. Like I say, they're packing it down on her. Bailey Huggard, she had a big game last night. She actually took some pressure off of Megan. And them two big guys together work really well. They read each other on the floor. When they get the ball in the post or high post, one of their first looks is to the offensive big guy. And if we can continue to get play like that from both of them, it'll certainly take some pressure off Megan.
You guys win your 10th consecutive game with this victory last night. I mean, that's impressive, Coach. The lone loss so far this season was against North Summit. That was a six-point setback. And a game in which I felt you guys outplayed North Summit for the majority of the contest. Second half, things went a little bit shaky. But, I mean, for the majority of that game, you had outplayed them. Up until this point right now, are there still things that you see that you're not happy with as a coach? I mean, because you guys are so close to being unbeaten.
Yeah, we are. That North Summit game. We led the whole game kind of early in the fourth. North Summit climbed back in, got up on us, and a lot of that was probably my fault. I didn't have a good rotation. The girls weren't in great shape there being the third game, and we just ran out of legs. At this point, I think we're where we want to be, probably playing as good as we can. You hate to peak right now and plateau and start going down, and it's kind of a worry, but each game we go out, especially like last night with competition, we were up again to see what they're doing. I think we're in a good spot right now.
Well, as far as the plus-minus differential goes for region play amongst teams who have played three games, I mean, you guys are by far first in the state. You've outscored your opponents in league play by an average of 69 to 26. That's pretty impressive, considering that one of those teams was North Sevier.
Yeah, that one last night was a shock to me. I figured we played our ball game, we'd come out and do pretty well against them and get a good win, but I didn't really expect that. The other teams that we've been playing, and we will play in our region, like I say, they're down some. And in my mind, the varsity, they only go out and get half a game. I hate leaving them out there and chance getting them hurt, but hopefully that don't hurt us in the future. Probably the next big test for us is when we travel to North Sevier in another 3 weeks or so.
Again, our guest right now is Coach Lynn Tuttle of the Emory Lady Sport and Girls Basketball Squad, who won their 12th consecutive game last night. Coach, let's talk about your next region game. This is San Juan. They are 2-1. North Sevier had a little trouble with this team, but the fact that San Juan is 2-1, it's always difficult to travel down to San Juan. I know you guys get them at home this week, but this is a game that if you get a win here, you're in complete control. I mean, you're basically one win away from North Sevier of clinching this thing early on.
Yeah, and that was our goal starting the season. We knew the competition would be with North Sevier. San Juan, I mean, you surely can't take them lightly and just go and expect them to lay down. We had two games with them last year, beat them pretty good at our place and traveled down there and kind of struggled with them. So, yeah, you hate to overlook these other teams, but if we can continue to roll in region and get that win against North Sevier, we'll control our own destiny. Last year we split with them and lost a coin toss, and it put us through the tough road at state.
You mentioned traveling to San Juan last year and having problems. It doesn't matter if it's the guys or the girls or which high school squad it really is. I mean, I've seen some really good teams travel down to San Juan and lose, and I know this is a couple of weeks away, but what is it about that gym and that trip that makes it so difficult?
I wonder the same thing. Some of the length and the time you're on the bus is going to do something with it. It's a long trip, takes with the bus close to 4 hours. Preparation leading up to the game and practice and everything isn't different. So I guess somewhat of a jet lag. Same thing with Delta. It's tough to go that distance over there and have a good showing.
Well, Coach, I do want to talk about the complete landscape of the 2A classification right now. You're starting to see some of these teams separate from the pack. I mean, now we're over halfway through with the season already, believe it or not. I can't believe how fast this year has gone. But, you know, in Region 13, you have Beaver, you have Kanab, Roland Hall in Region 14. Looks like they're going to be extremely good. We've talked about North Sevier, North Summit. They're still unbeaten on the season. South Summit doesn't look too bad. I believe they were 10-3 or 10-2 in non-league play, and they haven't lost yet in Region 16 play. How many squads do you see in the 2A classification that are legitimate championship contenders at this stage?
Oh, boy. There's probably four or five of them. I think the best chance, the three teams that probably got the better opportunity at the end would be North Summit, North Sevier, and obviously Emory. that Region 13, they continually get better all season because every team there can test the next team they're playing. You got Beaver, Millard, Enterprise, Kanab, and because of the competition there, I think they continually get better. North Summit, South Summit's a pretty good ball club. I think North Summit is probably considerably better, and the rest of their region is down somewhat, so they're not going to have a lot of tests. And with our region, North Sevier, we're the same way. There probably won't be a lot of tests with the games we're getting. But, yeah, there's probably four or five teams that if they get rolling late, they've got an opportunity to do things at the end.
We'll end with this, Coach. I know last weekend you guys made the trip, went and watched the USU Eastern women's basketball team on Saturday. With your last league game of the week taking place on Thursday, that gives you pretty much the weekend with no action. What are some of the things that you guys do during the Fridays and the Saturdays to try to stay cohesive and try to stay sharp?
Well, Fridays we generally get in the gym and discuss the previous game the night before, and if there needs to be any adjustments, we try to address that in practice. As far as the weekend, we usually just give the girls the weekend off, and they're welcome to do whatever they want. We did travel over and watch USU Eastern last weekend, and they're the ship for all of us. So as we go see that talent at the next level, and they're a pretty good ball club. They're a lot of fun to watch.
Well, Coach, it's a pleasure to get you on. Congratulations on the victory last night against North Sevier. It's always so much fun to get an update on the women's basketball team, so I really appreciate it.
You bet. Appreciate you, Jordan.
Coach Lynn Tuttle, again, of the Emory Lady Sport and Basketball Squad, talking about last night's victory. Emory rolling past North Sevier, 73-40. Get your complete game recap at CastleCountryRadio.com. We're going to break for just a moment. We have more Drive Time Sports coming up right after this on 107.3 FM and 750 AM.